Bohemian style. She didn't mind her job so much in the winter, living in the Yorkshire Dales where the weather could be grim and the light always changeable. Then she went about her business much as usual, whilst only the hardiest of visitors ventured near in those long, darker days when some cafes close their doors and hotels reduce their rates. But today, driving back to her office on a flawless late July afternoon, when freedom seemed to be beckoning in every dappled shadow and the sun burning high above the hills, she was battling the desire to abandon work for the day and go home. Routine and dedication were her usual defaults, and she tried to push the guilt away, focusing instead on the meeting she had just left, pleased with the new addition to her client list, another family farm to whom she had been recommended. She had never meant to become an accountant, a career her younger self would have dismissed with ease. Her instinctive eye for colour and style was a gift she had always believed would lead to a career in design, until the end of her second year at college, when everything had altered and her life had swerved into a direction she had not anticipated. Giving birth at 18 to her son Josh had not been part of her plan, but holding that tiny new person for the first time had brought realization that she already couldn't imagine a life without him. Independence and job security had become her purpose then, and she had eventually achieved the qualifications required to set up her own practice specializing in farm and estate accounting. Living in a rural area meant she now had a steady list of clients, the largest of which was the diversified estate where she was based. She was still a few miles from Thorndale when she decisively sent her car towards the village, avoiding a group of walkers crossing the road and the left turn that would have led eventually to her office. She didn't often skip work, and already she was smiling at the thought of an afternoon spent in her new sewing room. Sewing was a skill she had learned years ago, but it was so much more to Daisy. The method of bringing together different materials, threads, and stitching to produce something unique and beautiful was as essential to her as eating or sleeping, and soothed her mood more effectively than any other means. Nobody would be at home to mind if supper were beans on toast instead of something a little more nutritious, and a peaceful, uninterrupted few hours beckoned. She pulled onto the drive, retrieving her laptop and handbag as she got out of her Land Rover, appreciating the warm sun on her face. The house was on a corner where two narrow lanes met, and she realised she'd forgotten her keys to the back door and headed around to the front, crossing the courtyard outside the kitchen. She glanced up at the Georgian house, her childhood home. Set over three floors, it had large sash windows which framed impressive views of the edge of the village from the front and the hills at the back, the light changing with every whim of the weather and altering the appearance of the stone in an instant. This same stone had been used to create a low wall sheltering the tiny front garden, and Daisy heard a shout as she reached the front door. She waved at the woman who had appeared from her own house two doors down and turned to meet her neighbour on the lane alongside their homes.
"Hello, Daisy. I didn't expect to catch you until later. I thought you'd still be at work."
Connie Wells sounded cheerful as ever, proffering a parcel to Daisy with one hand and clutching a smart navy handbag in the other.
"There you go. Amazon were here this morning and this wouldn't fit through the letterbox. I was on my way out when I spotted you."
Connie had lived in the village for many years, knew everyone and liked most of them, and Daisy had always valued her friendship and unwavering support.
"Thanks, Connie. It's for Josh, as usual."
Daisy tucked the box underneath her arm, her laptop bag in the same hand. "They're supposed to leave deliveries in the porch if we're not in, but I keep forgetting to leave it unlocked. And I should be at work, really, but it's too nice and it's Friday after all."
"Don't blame you. No point being your own boss if you can't escape now and again."
Connie smoothed her neat grey bob with a small hand.
"Speaking of Josh, ask him to call in, will you please?"